The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The Prime Minister is in WA and he was treated to lunch in King's Park yesterday, but he was met by a sea of protesters, including a young boy who flipped him the bird. A child flipping off the Prime Minister of Australia. Joining me now is parenting expert Claire Orange. Now, Claire, many adults will be looking at this photo in the newspaper today of this boy doing both hands are doing the one finger salute and they're feeling slightly horrified. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I think there should be a righteous feeling horrified at a very young child showing that level of disrespect to the Prime Minister of Australia. And I do think that it's probably quite reflective of where many young Australians are at. Having been raised in a digital age where accountability with things like Facebook, you know, you can do and say what you like with a low level of accountability and, you know, real life and digital life lines are blurred. And I think we're seeing that in our young people.
And so you think that people see this sort of behaviour on social media. We see it for everybody from celebrities down to people here in Perth doing this gesture in their selfies on social media, and they're perhaps not realising the real-life connotations of this gesture that is historically quite a rude gesture.
Absolutely, and I think there's also that low conceptualisation that what goes out on social media today and hits the media like it is now is also forming this permanent record into this child's future. So one day when he's 25 and applying for his first serious job, you know, this is still part of his resume. And these are the things that, you know, we as Australians need to be thinking about. And the stuff that goes on social media is usually low thought, low empathy, low connection, and we don't really think down the line what it's going to mean. And you're right, it's prolific.
And ScoMo obviously has his detractors, especially in the past couple of months. And some people will look at this kid like a hero. How much more difficult does that make, I guess, to parent?
Oh, exceptionally difficult. You know, when you have people rationalising disrespect. So we just have societal and cultural norms. And, you know, I guess it's even down to that real Australian vernacular that we use in referring to our Prime Minister as ScoMo. You know, even that starts to change the respect pathways that would have been in place. And we're seeing more and more of this. This child isn't a hero. In fact, this is really sad for Australians witnessing this and seeing that this is now an acceptable form of communication where we're not really looking at any levels of respect for you know, people in governance or people in positions of power that, you know, we shouldn't be allowing children to behave in this way.
And so what should we be doing here? Is this something parents need to be mindful of? Should we be watching what kids are doing on social media? Is there any way, I guess, to wind back the clock, or is it just the way society is now and we all just have to live with it?
No, I don't think we have to live with this. I don't think we have to perpetually downgrade our standards and dumb things down. I think that we can hold our children to higher account. And I would hope that today families are cutting out that picture from the West and showing their children and having discussions around the family table about what that means and what it means into their future and what their accountability is. And I hope families are watching their children on social media, and I hope schools are taking it seriously and using this as an education point, because if this is happening where a child is able to flip the bird at the Prime Minister, levels of respect go down in classrooms, it becomes a whole societal problem. So we can't let it slide. We can't just say it's a thing today. We actually now have to start taking some strong measures to change this and to make sure it's part of our family narrative and dialogue.
It sounds like you're saying we shouldn't just laugh it off.
No, absolutely not. This, I know people will kind of think this is funny, and there will be an element of people that think this is hilarious and making a real statement, but it's not. In fact, it's a really sad indictment on where we are as a society. And as parents, we all need to lift our game. We need to hold our kids to higher account because, as I said at the beginning, we have to remember that what goes online about our children now, what they're posting and what we're posting about them, forms their digital resume when they're looking for a job one day. it has really big ramifications down the line.
Parenting expert Claire Orange, thanks for joining me on The West Live today.
My pleasure.